Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life. Say there, did the soap shortage leave you full of doubts about all wash day soaps? Well, then you'll probably find it hard to believe Does really does everything in your wash. Of course, I know it is amazing. That's why I'd like to be around when you first try Does. For instance, the first time you pour Does in your washing machine, you'll probably notice...
Certainly makes nice big suds.
That's when I'd like to be there to tell you, sure, Does makes more suds, ounce for ounce, than any other leading package soap sold for wash day. And they're real soap suds, too. Just wait till you see them in action. So start dozen. Does does everything, remember?
You mean those pretty colors in my wash basket?
Sure. Stripes, prints. Does means extra safety for those nice colors. Leaves them brighter.
But if Does is so safe for those colors, can it get my sheets and towels really white?
White? Say, Does does them dazzling white. No whiter washes to be had from any soap. So keep on dozing.
But what about my husband's greasy work shirts, those grimy play clothes?
The dirtier they are, the better Does likes them. Just a short wash or run and they'll come out spanking clean. You can forget all about hard scrubbing.
Well, I never...
There's never been a soap quite like Does before. No wonder it's selling so fast we can hardly keep it in the stores. Get a box today and discover the convenience, the economy of this one does-it-all soap. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything. And now Does invites you to listen to Road of Life. A person can take only so much. That's the way Francie Brent feels about it. Ever since she and Butch moved into the Brent home in Merrimack, Francie has been doing far more than her share of the work. To be exact, she's been doing most of the cooking, cleaning, marketing, and washing. Well, not that she objected to it, of course. But never once during all the months that she and Butch lived in the home of his foster father has Carol ever thanked her. But that isn't the fateful straw that cracked the back of the traditional camel. It was when Carol Brent flew into a rage and accused her of sending telegrams to Jim, Alec Ransom, and herself. Telegrams which intimated that Mrs. Brent and Mr. Ransom were far more than friends, that Francie reared back. Her denials only served to feed Carol's anger. Her frank and open opinions of Alec Ransom and what he was doing to the Brent marriage only caused Carol to abuse her. Finally, in a moment of cold fury, Carol ordered her out of the house. And this time, Francie accepted her at her word. 45 minutes after their quarrel, Francie appears in the kitchen. In her hands are the suitcases holding the pathetically small belongings of the girl who has done her best for an ungrateful Carol.
I'm leaving, Carol. I see that you are. I'm taking as much as I can carry. There's a bag upstairs with some of Butch's things in it. I'll have him come and get it later.
That's perfectly all right.
Thank you for everything you've done for us. I know it isn't easy living with other people in your house. I hope someday we'll be able to pay you back in some way.
We don't need money. We were entitled to gratitude, perhaps.
Where's Janie?
Out in the backyard.
Would you please close the door after me? My hands are sort of full.
I'll close it as soon as you leave.
Francie!
Hey,
Francie!
Hi, Janie!
What are you doing?
Well...
Why do you have those suitcases, Aunt Francie? Where are you going?
Well, I'm not going to live at your house anymore, Janie.
I don't like for you to go, Aunt Francie. Don't you want to play with me anymore?
Well, sure I want to play with you, Janie. Only...
Why are you crying?
I'm not crying.
Yes, you are. You are crying.
Then I'm nothing but a sissy. I'll stop it right now.
You're not a sissy. Why are you crying, Aunt Francie?
Because I don't like to go away from you, Janie.
If you go away, I'll cry, Aunt Francie.
No, you won't. We'll be seeing each other, Janie. I'll come visit you.
Promise?
I promise. Now, I have to go. Your mother's waiting for you to go in the house, Janie.
I don't want to go in.
Well, you better mind your mother, Janie. Give me a goodbye kiss first, though, will you?
Here's a big one.
Oh, that's not... Janie, bye.
Bye, Aunt Francie.
What's the matter with you? Go on inside, Janie.
Carol Brent watched her from the kitchen window. Watched her struggling to manage her suitcases and packages as she disappeared down the gravel driveway. And strangely enough, Carol Brent experienced no sorrow at her leaving. No pity, no sympathy, no sense of loss. It was only when she began to clean up the house that she missed Francie. Now that Francie was gone, Carol herself would have to see that the house was in ship-shape order for Jim's return from Florida this afternoon. She worked all morning, but no matter how hard she tried, things didn't look quite the same as when Francie did them. And the harder she worked, the more she began to resent Francie's departure. By noontime, Carol had talked herself into believing that it was Francie's fault, that Francie had mistreated her. She prepared a cold lunch for Janie and Bill, ate a sandwich herself, and then took Janie to the bathroom, where for the first time in weeks, she scrubbed Janie's hands and face. Then she put the child into a clean dress and attempted to tie a new ribbon into her hair. Although she didn't do as good a job as Francie had been doing, the ribbon was there and Janie looked spick and span. Leaving her in Bill's room, Carol powdered her nose, flew into her coat, got out the car, and arrived at the station to meet a waiting Jim just as the train was leaving the station.
Gosh, it's good to see you, Carol.
Hello, darling.
Well, you're certainly healthy looking, Jim. Florida must have agreed with you.
Did. It's a wonderful place. I'll tell you all about it later.
The car's parked over here. Come on.
Okay. Where's Janie?
She's home.
Well, why didn't you bring her?
Well, I wanted to talk over a few things with you, Jim. I didn't think Janie should be around to hear them.
Oh? Something wrong?
Here's the car. Get in. Then we'll talk.
All right.
All right. The keys are inside.
Well, how have you and Janie been?
Fine. We're all fine.
Now, what was it you had to say, Carol?
It's about the telegrams, Jim.
The telegrams?
Oh, I'd forgotten you only know about one.
You mean... You got the same kind of telegram I got, Carol?
Yes.
What, about me and another woman?
Oh, no. All the telegrams were about the same thing. They implied that... Well, you know, they were about Alec and me.
But why would anyone wire you that?
My telegram was a little different, Jim. I'll show it to you later.
I suggest we skip the whole business, Carol. I didn't pay any attention to it, and you shouldn't either.
I can't help but pay attention to it, Jim. It worries me. Alec got a wire, too.
Oh, did he? Well, nothing to dwell on, Carol.
Well, there's something I want to tell you, Jim. I thought of putting it in a letter, but... Well, you see, you were coming back so soon that I... Well, what I want to say is that... Well, I went out and had dinner with Alec one evening. You don't mind, do you, Jim?
Of course not. Why should I mind? Our marriage is built on trust and understanding, isn't it? Let's not discuss it anymore, Carol. I feel like $1,000,000. I refuse to be depressed by some poor, misguided busybody. Tell me, what else is new, huh?
Well, I don't suppose there's any reason for me to beat around the bush. You'll find it out sooner or later.
Find what out?
Jim, I'm certain that Francie was the one who sent those wires.
Francie? You can't be serious about that.
I'm very serious. She's the only one who could have sent them.
Why, that's ridiculous. Anybody in town could have sent them. You probably went to Mills Restaurant to eat.
We didn't eat at Mills Restaurant, Jim.
Oh, did you find a new place?
Yes. We wanted to avoid gossip, so we went out of town to eat.
Out of town?
Mm-hmm. To the old paper mill. It's about 40 miles away.
Well, I guess you were seen there, Carol, and being 40 miles away from Merrimack does look more suspicious than eating right in the heart of town.
We weren't seen, Jim.
Well, you and Alec don't know all the people who live here, Carol.
I'm sure Francie sent those wires.
Well, I'm just as sure that you're wrong. Now, please don't mention it to her.
Oh, it's too late for your advice. I've already mentioned it.
Oh, that's a shame. What'd she say? I'll bet she was awfully hurt.
I'm the one who's hurt, not Francie. Don't waste your pity on her.
Well, what did she say?
She denied it, of course.
Yes?
She pretended to be very indignant. We got into an awful argument, Jim, and she left.
She what?
She left. She moved out of our house.
Carol, you didn't let her go.
I'm pleased to death that she's out.
Where'd she go?
I haven't any idea, and I don't care.
Don't you realize what you're saying? Carol, did she leave of her own accord, or did you suggest that she leave?
It was a mutual agreement.
Carol, tell me the truth. Did you ask Francie to go?
Yes, I did, Jim. You should have heard the things she said to me. She insulted me right and left.
Okay. That's enough.
What's the matter? Don't you believe your own wife?
We've got to get her back, Carol.
I don't want her back. I called Butch to talk to him, and he wouldn't even come to the phone. That girl has completely alienated his affection from us, Jim. Be careful, Jim. You're driving too fast. What's your hurry?
I'm going home to see Janie and Bill for a few minutes, and then I'm going out to find Francie.
What for?
To bring her back, for one thing, and to get to the bottom of all this, for another.
Did the soap shortage leave you confused about what soap to use for wash day? Well, here's the song that'll put you back on the right track. Sing it out, Audrey.
Put dyes in your washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When you does your wash, you'll sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Sure, if you've been searching for a soap that means satisfying wash day,
head for Does the minute you see it in the store. And next wash day, does everything.
Work pants, undies, dish towels, house dresses. This one amazing soap does them all. Does gives you terrific cleaning power to get the blackest work clothes wonderfully clean, streaky towels shining white.
And extra safety for the gay new colors you wash. Prints, plaids, polka dots, you name them, Does does them.
Does does more, all right. Even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce, than any other leading package soap sold for wash day. And those extra suds are real soap suds.
See why so many more families are dozing these days? Everybody wants the convenience, the economy of this one does-it-all soap.
Make your wash day song.
D-U-Z does everything.
Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by Does.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z, put Does in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you a good day and good dozing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.